Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, hospitals in New York City and around the tri-state feeling the strain of the coronavirus crisis, and that's led to a new policy for emergency medical technicians. Officials have released new guidelines for EMS instructing the patients in cardiac arrest whose hearts can't be restarted at the scene can no longer be brought to hospitals, where emergency rooms and intensive care units are already swamped with critically ill coronavirus victims. Instead, the patient is to be pronounced dead at the scene, and the NYPD should take it from there. This policy applies in the five boroughs and Long Island as well. The new order is apparently an attempt to prioritize patients who are more likely to be saved, but healthcare workers like ER Dr. Darian Sutton say it is terrifying.
As a doctor in New York and also as a New Yorker, I have family that live here. And so when I hear things like that, I obviously get afraid and fearful for my own livelihood of my family.
Also, overworked EMTs in the city are now getting some backup from firefighters with EMT training. They'll be helping the surging number of emergency calls EMS has been getting. Well, New York is one of many states running low on a variety of crucial medical supplies and protective gear. Now, officials at the Department of Homeland Security are reporting that the nation's emergency stockpile of such supplies is almost out as well, despite assurances from the federal government. That's leaving states scavenging for supplies and trying to outbid each other on the open market, reportedly. President Trump says the stockpile is running low only because the federal government has already delivered millions of N95 masks, face shields, gloves, and ventilators.
We're sending it directly to hospitals. We don't want it to come to the stockpile because then we have to take it after it arrives and bring it to various states and hospitals.
Governor Cuomo, though, saying yesterday that the only hope for desperate states at this point is the federal government and the president's ability to order private companies to deliver supplies under the Defense Production Act. Health officials nationwide say shortages of personal protective gear are especially critical and that healthcare workers are putting their lives at risk while trying to help the surging number of patients. As the struggle for medical equipment continues, a donation of what's being called humanitarian aid has been sent from Russia. 60 tons of ventilators and protective gear arriving yesterday at JFK in what's being called a public relations coup for Russian President Vladimir Putin. The gear is reportedly headed for coronavirus hotspots in the U.S., but correspondent Leila Santiago reports that there's some mystery about where the supplies are going exactly.
I have asked for a list of those hotspots. Not getting it. The only thing that FEMA has clarified is that it involves areas in D.C., Illinois, Texas, Florida, Washington, and California. But exactly where in those states they're going, what is going, and how much, that is still very much unclear.
President Trump accepted Putin's offer of the supplies in a phone call on Monday, and it's gotten some attention because the U.S. typically donates such supplies itself to other countries rather than needing to receive it. Well, the coronavirus pandemic has led to culture shock for teachers and parents as schools in the city and nationwide adapt to distance learning. Some 55 million students across the nation have seen their schools close in the pandemic. 1010 Winds reporter John Montone joining us to tell us about a virtual classroom in New Jersey. John?
And Donna, fourth grader Sophia Borgio from Elmwood Park says she can learn this way and she's working very hard, but she misses her teacher and her friends.
I get bored and annoyed because I'm staring at one screen and making new tabs over and over and over again.
And her classmate Jonathan Joe tells me he likes learning in his pajamas and having a snack whenever he wants to. And get this.
Sometimes I miss, like, writing on paper because we usually, like, only do the work on the computer. So I miss, like, writing down stuff.
Sophia and Jonathan's teacher, a Mrs. Montone, says she gives them daily and long-term projects and emails them when they get lonely.
I spoke to a couple of your students, and they miss you. I miss them. They are they were a great class, hardworking and funny.
This is tough on you?
A little bit.
John Montone, 10-10 wins in New Jersey.
Well, so far, COVID-19 seems to be deadliest for older people, but that has not always been the case. Word from Connecticut now that a newborn has died. Governor Ned Lamont shared that tragic news yesterday.
We have a tragic milestone in Connecticut. Probably the youngest person ever to die of COVID has died here in Connecticut. That baby was less than 7 weeks old.
The child among 16 more fatalities in Connecticut, bringing that state's total to 85. Connecticut now reports over 3,500 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Well, Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey was on CNN yesterday. He said his state's residents should expect to be dealing with the coronavirus until deep into May.
I've said this deep into May. I don't see any other way around that. We're starting to, you know, we got hospitals in the north, in particular Bergen County, that are starting to divert, meaning that you got to go to plan B. That's already happening. We're going to get up at a very high level and we're going to stay there. Please God, the social distancing works. And if people are looking for one message, if you're watching from Jersey, it's simple. Stay home.
Murphy says the number of cases in the state climbed to more than 22,000 with 355 deaths. There's been another deadly outbreak of the coronavirus at a New Jersey nursing home. Five residents at Care One in New Milford have died from the virus. At least 16 residents and six staff members there have tested positive. This is at least the third New Jersey nursing home to report a coronavirus outbreak. Well, like a lot of people, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo continues to work from home. However, the governor's brother is also now battling the coronavirus himself and has had some troublesome symptoms. 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Schuck is outside CNN headquarters in Manhattan, and he joins us with more. Glenn?
Well, and Donna, Chris Cuomo says his fever from the coronavirus was so bad he was shivering violently and he chipped one of his teeth. Body aches and hallucinations, but still on the job.
The sun comes up. I'm awake. I was up all night. I'm telling you, I was hallucinating. My dad was talking to me. I was seeing people from college, people I haven't seen in forever. It was freaky what I lived through last night. And it may happen again tonight. Doctor says it may happen like 5-8 times.
The 49-year-old Cuomo testing positive Tuesday for the coronavirus. And at a briefing yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking about his little brother.
I'm frightened for my brother. I'm worried about my brother, as everyone is worried about everyone in their family and everybody they love.
Now, CNN staffers have been urging Cuomo to take a couple of days off. We'll see if he does that. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, outside CNN on the West Side.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock as we join you in the Clap Because We Care movement and thank healthcare workers for saving lives. Just another way we can all stay connected.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.